Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to the newest, latest Brad Westmar Show. My name is Brad. I'm here with my friends and cohorts behind the glass of the Batcave. Batman is back there. Batman, give a wave. Everybody see the wave? There he is. Okay. And straight across from me, my usual partner in crime, Mr. Jared Afkar. Jared, hello.
Howdy.
Great to have you here with me. I do have a question. I don't want to make you mad, but I've got to ask it. What did you have for dinner tonight? Because I am smelling it something strong.
It was a peanut butter sandwich.
Really?
Yeah. I get this from you. You bring in your peanut butter.
No. Look, I'm not. Again, I'm just wondering what you had. Now, you had an apple as well.
Yeah, some yogurt.
And some yogurt.
And this little, I don't know, this granola bar-y thing. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Did you have the peanut butter sandwich?
In the car.
In the car. That's what I smell when you walked in. It must have been the peanut butter sandwich. And that's okay. Normally, I'm a peanut butter fan, but I don't like it after it's been in somebody's mouth, so I don't know.
How do you know that's where it's? Because I can't even taste it.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I didn't roll around. I didn't like smear it in places of my body just for you.
I don't know. Will you do me a favor? Will you have a piece of gum?
You really think that's where it's coming from? Because I think it might be my lunch bag more than that. But
I don't know. Give me your lunch bag. I'll sniff it. Give it here.
All right.
Now, this is good, Jared. This is good radio. I appreciate this.
I'm playing along.
You are.
Let's roll with it.
But ladies and gentlemen, there's no playing. This is real. I'm about to sniff the... It does smell... It does, yeah. I don't know. Come here and breathe on me now. Yeah, it's that. Sorry.
That's all right. But it wasn't... I mean, I had like this cappuccino espresso bar that smells far more like...
I don't. Batman's got the camera out. Do you want to take a picture? What are you taking a picture of? Okay. Thank you. Taking a picture of me in your buddy Todd's chair. We have new name tags at these seats. Apparently, the Night Watch show has a hard time figuring out where they're supposed to sit. So Batman has put name tags at
maps
all.
Maps help, right?
They do help. Ghosts, yes.
Right. Right.
But will you chew a piece of gum for me tonight?
You've got to be. What flavor is it?
Actually, what flavor is this, Batman? I'll chew one if you chew one.
All right. I don't
just
know
for a couple minutes.
Is it, I'm not just, a gum guy.
I know you're not, but it would really help. Is it bad? You don't like it?
What is that? It's like...
The look on your face.
Is that watermelon?
Is it watermelon? I don't know. Batman's not talking tonight.
I see a kiwi and a watermelon on it.
It might be.
Oh, that's this. You like that?
I didn't say I like it, but it's this way we can both have decent breath. That way we're not breathing peanut butter and onions and things like that on each other.
I didn't have any onions.
Look who's
talking. You eat peanut butter every freaking... I don't complain at all about...
It's funny you say that because you're right. I mean, did you smell a funk on my body when you came in? Did you smell anything coming from my mouth?
Do you call peanut butter a funk?
Just go by what I mean, not what I say. Did I smell like peanut butter when you came in tonight?
No, but the smell is... I mean, it sticks around. I couldn't... I'm half stuffed up. I can't smell much anyway.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm trying to help you.
I don't get it, man.
No, All right, look. That's why I said, you know what? 100% chance that Jared walks off the show tonight. 100% chance that I'm going to make him. Do you want to spit the gum out? It's really bothering you. I can tell.
It's not a good flavor. Do you like the flavor?
Not much, no.
It doesn't go with the mocha bar that I had earlier. It's a bad combination.
Can I use this for a garbage can, Batman? This little Dixie cup? Is that okay? Go ahead, spit it out.
I honestly think it's the coffee
Make
bar,
a good noise while you spit it, though, please. For radio.
Then I might shoot it in the wrong direction.
For radio. It's okay. That wasn't funny at all. No, like that, see?
I didn't trust my aim. I'm not an experienced expectorator.
Now that our entire first segment has been blown by me bringing up your breath.
Oh, it's been blown.
I'm very, very sorry. Hey, we do have a question we have to ask Batman. Batman, did you bring a copy of one of Todd Sheets' movies for us tonight?
I'm glad you asked that. Okay. I actually had to place an order for some, but they are on the way.
You had to place... I wonder if Mick Jagger and Keith Richards have to do the same for their albums.
Hey, probably. I bet they don't have any copies at all.
Probably not. Okay, Batman, thanks for that update. Also, a couple of more updates I want to go get out of the way first. iTunes has really, really, really screwed the pooch on this show's podcast, as well as a few other podcasts. And if you go to iTunes and you search Brad Westmar, you're going to find one episode, the first episode. And Batman and Todd Sheets have raised holy hell with Steve Jobs and Apple. And they are allegedly working hard to reconcile that. Now, although Batman is vehemently against Podomatic, I have set up a rather decently working podcast right now at Podomatic. So if you're a podcast kind of person, you can even subscribe in iTunes from this podcast while it lasts. So, of course, if you want to download the show, you go to jackaloperadio.com and go into the archives. But if you want a true podcast with a subscription, you can go to bradwestmarshow.podomatic.com. For now. So
the iTunes is supposed to be fixed Friday.
Yeah.
Bull. Let's see.
Yeah. It hasn't been.
I'm gonna slap somebody.
Yeah. It has not been, unfortunately. So
he's a battering.
I know. I'm sure you will too. Now, one more thing that Todd and Batman have worked on for us, which I really do appreciate. I don't remember if I mentioned this on the air or not, but I've asked people to call. Nobody's called and left any voicemails. And I know we had some voicemail problems. And this is not unusual, Jared, as you know, for my past shows and my current show. People, they want to get involved, but they don't want to get involved.
Well, I think you just generally have phone issues.
This is true. We're going to find out. We're going to attempt to let those phone issues digress even more here later on in the show, as a matter of fact. Everything I do with the phone sucks. So it wasn't so bad talking to that flaming guy in Green Bay, though. That was okay. But no, the phone number is 310-928-7857. We don't do the show live, but we ask that you call and leave us voicemails if you'd like. And there's a pretty good chance they'll get played back during the show. We'd love to get some feedback. We'd love to hear some opinions. If you think I suck, that'd be fine too. Probably play it back. So, because I know I suck, so not a problem.
You're hard.
You gotta take. You know, if you can't take one on the chin yourself,
but you don't have to be the one planting it.
No, not generally. But I've seen people kick their own asses before.
Quit hitting yourself. Quit hitting yourself.
Exactly. Right. Anyway, I bring all this up because I asked if we could please get the voicemail announcement changed because I was afraid that the listeners would not want to leave a voicemail if they called the number because on there, up until very recently, it stated... Thank you for calling the Night Watch Show. I'm your host, Todd Sheets, and this is the voicemail. And if you'd like to leave me a message, and hey, Night Watchers, and yada, yada, yada. Great, Night Watch, popular show, totally understand that. But I asked Todd and Batman, I said, could you please maybe put something on there about Jackalope Radio so that at least, you know, when people call it, they'll know they're leaving a message for Jackalope Radio and not just Night Watch. Because, right. You know, and I can see you, and I think, you know, Batman and Todd understood the confusion that could happen. So my understanding is it has been changed to something very, very zippity. And I heard it during the pre-show, and it sounds like Batman does have it available for us to play. So we're going to play it right now when you're ready, Batman.
Thank you for calling Jackalope Radio, home of Night Watch, the number one independent paranormal radio show in the world.
If you're receiving this message, that means that we can't take your call right now. We're either recording or we're on the air live. So please leave us your name, your telephone number, and any important information, and we'll call you back as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a great day.
Jackalope Radio. Yeah, all right, perfect. So that very good. Thank you both, Batman and Todd. Appreciate that. So please, feel free to use the voicemail. I don't care what you say. I just love to hear from you. I mean, who doesn't have a cell phone that has free long distance on it? Yes, we realize that it's a California number, 310. Am I right? Is that California?
Yeah, it's LA, I think,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And that's because we're very famous here, and that's where our real home is at, you know. So please, call and leave a voicemail. It ain't going to cost you anything if you got that cell phone with all those minutes on it and everything. I mean, let's be honest. Who uses all their minutes every month anyway, right? So
my wife.
Yeah, good point. She does now with that new iPhone.
Yes.
Very nice Valentine's Day gift of you to give her, by the way. Okay, so here's something that I've been holding off on doing for a while. There was a TV show a few years ago called Free Radio, and it was on VH1. And I really enjoyed the show. I think the show is brilliant. I don't know how to exactly explain it other than just kind of going into a little bit of detail. The storyline goes, morning host disc jockey jumps to satellite radio. Intern somehow becomes morning jock. Intern is pretty dumb and blunt and
rather dull,
honest,
right?
And crazy and weird. So every time he has a guest on, he says rude things and the wrong thing. And
it's almost like he has Tourette's.
Kind of. Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Yet his ratings blow through the roof and it becomes pretty famous. And the whole premise behind the show is that it's kind of done ad libish, where they bring in real stars, and this morning host, they know he was going to kind of roast them, but they never really knew what he was going to say for sure. So the reactions were probably real, from what I understand.
Yeah.
But you don't really know how much they're acting, how much they're going along. Sometimes the actors would look pissed, or the people would look pissed. Sometimes they would just kind of laugh at him.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And but I just thought the show was great. I really, 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 really loved the show. So I happen to have a clip here just as an example, just to give you an idea. And you can find some of these online, I think on VH1.com and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever see one of the episodes?
I've seen clips online. I'm not a VH1 kind of person.
No, I understand.
Shocking.
Yeah, big shocker. No kidding. But here's a clip of Moron in the Morning. That's what they called him. Moron in the Morning, Lance Krall, who was also the creator of the show, as a matter of fact. It's just him and his female sidekick. Interviewing Danica McKellar, who was Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years.
Right.
And she's talking about her books that she wrote about math. And so I thought this, I just love this. Take a listen here.
Are we going to talk about the books?
Yeah, definitely going to talk about the books. Okay, in fact, let's talk about them right now.
Okay.
Danica McKellar is a mathematician. And you know what she has written? Books on math, and she's made it accessible and easy to understand, which I love.
But they're New York Times bestsellers, actually.
Look, she's got Math Doesn't Suck.
Wait, let me see
that. And then Kiss My Math.
Yeah.
Let me see that.
Part of the point, too, is that the titles, they're supposed to be, irreverent.
Sassy.
They're not making friends with math or something.
You wrote a book about math.
Two books.
Yeah. One of them,
would you do that?
Well, I was actually a math major in college, and so I have a degree in mathematics.
Why'd you even go to college? You were in a TV show, and you grew up hot. Like, hey, I can understand if you're Blossom, okay? Because Blossom turned into a huge pumpkin head. Math is obsolete. You don't even need math anymore.
Math is obsolete.
No, math is the language of the universe.
This
everything
is true. I learned
you
that from
see.
Watching Contact.
American is the language of the universe, not math. Who speaks math?
Okay, first of all, American is not the language.
American would be the language of this country, not the universe.
Why would you use math nowadays? You've got calculators. Phones have calculators.
What do you do if you go to a store and you're buying something and it's like 40% off?
Look,
how do you calculate?
Look,
40% off, and then they tell
you.
Yeah,
but don't you want to know before you're in line at the register how much you're going to pay?
And we're going to raise a bunch of lazy Americans if we try to give that message to a 10-year-old. Okay, you're getting bored already.
This is such a boner killer.
But what about
so
like the credit
hot,
crunch?
And now we're talking about math.
There's a whole financial crisis.
We have Danica freaking McKellar in here looking hot, and we're talking about stupid algebra. Just be hot. Do your movies. You got, like, you know, a movie career ahead of you. Stop writing back. It's kind of desperate. It's like, yeah, it's really desperate.
Because you're like, desperate.
It's like you can get any guy you want. You don't have to write a math book. Oh, I'm hot and I write books and they're on math and please like me. It's like, come on. You're
I'm not
just
doing it to get
hot.
To be liked.
Uh-huh. Yes, you are.
All right. I don't even know how to segue out of that one, Lance, but I think we're going to go to break now.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's good.
So,
that's
Danica,
good.
Thank you so much for joining us. Everybody go buy Math Doesn't Suck, and then buy Kiss My Math.
All right, and then the other, you know, the next book on algebra, I don't have a title
Stick
yet.
Stick it in my math hole.
Oh.
I'll go to my publisher with that one. That'll work out real well.
I just cannot help but love that, and I've got some of the episodes on my iPod right here. I just think it's fantastic, and I was really sad the show only lasted a couple of seasons, because being a radio buff that I am, you know, it's like it just kind of struck home with me. So,
I mean, could you tell, having had that experience, could you tell that they knew the industry? I mean, did they, or did you do the, oh, this scenario is so, because, you know, if you know radio and someone does it on TV, you could probably tell if they're faking or if they actually know the scene, so to speak.
You know, it's really hard to tell sometimes, but I mean, like I said, I think that if you're asking me if the actors that were in there knew what was going on, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying if, like, the show's creators, like, if they got the atmosphere, like, did it seem authentic to you, like a real radio setting?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, a little bit bigger time radio than what, you know, I'm used to. But yeah, I mean, I would say so. I mean, overall, it kind of had that feeling to it and everything, you know.
How dare you?
Yeah. So, oh, I didn't mean it that way. This is the closest thing that I've been to on a weekly basis in about 15 years. So, no offense at all. I did not mean anything by that. But also, real quick, another show thing, I want to get to this. And this is, by the way, actually, let me tell you the side note here. You guys knew I was having a real work crisis before we started the show.
Hard to find a good dealer,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, and as luck would have it, I'm trying to call a guy who will not answer his goddamn phone, will not text me back.
Right.
And literally, seriously, and this is not a joke, you know, thinking that he may be being arrested right now, not kidding you. And I knew as soon as we started this effing show, he was going to start calling. He called two times during that Danica McKellar clip. Two times. And I just texted him. I said, leave me a voicemail. I cannot take your call right now. And I don't even have a voicemail from him. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore.
I will have more to say on this later.
Maybe he is in jail. I don't know. Who cares? Let him rot.
Maybe you were his one phone call and you just blew it.
I wonder if it counts since I didn't answer. I don't know.
I don't know. If he left a voicemail, it would, which might be why he didn't.
That could be. Maybe he'll try back. let's shift gears real quick. Another TV show. By the way, Batman, I feel like I'm in a tunnel right now. I'm getting the, you know, am I supposed to be getting that? Because it's bugging me. I always thought Batman said he was going to notice that and get that off there, but you're too busy doing that? Get that? I didn't. Okay. Understand. Sort of. Okay. God, I'm in disarray. Oh, I love
Focus.
I love Pawn Stars.
Uh-huh.
I love that show. And you like some weird shows. I really think you might kind of like it. And the reason that I do is because you got a lot of people trying to sell stuff that they really don't have any idea what they're doing. And then you got these pawn stars, these pawn guys, you know, trying to lowball them so they can make money back on it. But the best part about this show, even though it's like reality TV, but it's not real TV, is just the characters they've got. Because you've got basically a family. You've got Rick the son, who's in his 40s. You've got his dad, who they just call old man.
Kind of talks like this. I'm the old man. That's the way the old man talks.
And then you've got Rick's son, Corey, who they call Big Hoss. And these guys are all just fat, by the way.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah. They're in Vegas. So.
In the pawn industry, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. So you got Big Hoss, who may as well not even be there. I mean, this guy, you know, lucked into this whole thing because he has no personality. The son, he's just kind of there, you know. And then you've got his best friend, Chumley, who is like the star of the show because he's just a big, fat idiot. And there's two different spots where you can kind of, you know, put him. I was thinking about it today. Chumley looks – have you seen a picture of Chumley?
No. All right. I don't know.
Chumley looks like he could have either been the big fat guy on Lost, whose name I've totally forgotten.
Hurley?
Hurley, thank you. He could have been Hurley on Lost, or – He also could have been, were it not for the tattoos, a member of Elvis's Memphis Mafia. I can just see that. Because he's got, if you put the big shades on him, because on the episode I was watching this morning, he had big sunglasses on. He looks like he belongs in Elvis's, like one of Elvis's bodyguards is what he looks like. But I could go on and on and on about this show, but I'm telling you right now, you'd like it.
Really?
I think you'd like it.
Okay.
I do. I think
it's
you should watch it.
Painful watching, because first of all, it's in Vegas, right? Which I guess is an ideal spot for a pawn store.
Yeah, yeah.
But is it just, are the people who come in selling this stuff, are they just sad? I mean, does it make you a little...
Some are sad, some are, most of them, I mean, you know, they just, I got this thing, and I don't really know what it's worth, but, you know, a lot to get $500 for it. And then they end up having to sell it for $10. Because they had no idea what they really had. You know, but then sometimes you got people that come in that actually do the research on the thing that they're trying to sell, you know. But the best part is when somebody comes in and they, you know, Rick's like, and Rick, they have Rick come off as a really smart guy. Like he knows a lot of stuff, but you know they prep him with a lot of information. Right. There's no way this guy can know all this crap that he says he knows, you know.
Right.
I mean, he knows everything about everything. And he'll say something like, well, you know, it looks like it might be real, but it could be a fake. I'm going to have to bring an expert in. They'll bring an expert in all the time. They bring experts in to take a look at things. And the expert will come in front of the guy trying to sell the thing and say, oh, you know, it's real. And Rick would say, well, how much do you think it's worth? Oh, it's probably worth between $2,000 and $3,000. And then, okay, well, thanks for coming by. And then the expert will go away. And Rick will go, well, how much you want for it? And the guy will go, well, you heard the man, $3,000. Rick will go, I ain't giving you $3,000. That's what it's worth. You're trying to sell it to me, I'll give you $500.
Right.
You know, and then they got to do the little play back and forth.
The horse trading thing.
Yeah, right. And it's really fun to see kind of what Rick really likes and what you can kind of tell when he really wants something. And then he also has to keep in mind whether or not he needs to put money into it. You know, maybe it's the businessman in me who likes it. Maybe it's, you know, I'm the same guy who likes The Apprentice, you know.
Right.
I'm the same guy who wanted to like Undercover Boss, you know. I don't know, but I know that there's some of the listeners out there that watch Pawn Stars, and I just think Pawn Stars is a great show that I just discovered here just a couple of weeks ago, and I tape now, DVR every episode I can find because I really love the show. So that's my recommendation.
As long as it's better than Pit Boss.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Okay.
I don't. Because
you've seen that, right?
Yeah. You don't. Yeah. I think you'll be okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Watch Pawn Stars just once and tell me if you think it's so, or maybe even twice. But we got to take a break. We're running late as usual. So, Batman, if you will, please take us away.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
Hey, stoners, satisfy that morning munchie Jones. Pack your bowl with Wheaties.
Cool.
Wheaties are made from 100% all-natural Afghanistan buds.
Whoa.
And they're good for you because they're baked, not fried. How many bowls of the leading brand do you think you'd have to smoke to get the same killer buzz from just one bowl of Wheaties?
One?
Nope.
One and a half?
Sorry.
One and 9/18/20?
Guess again. You'd have to smoke 52 bowls of the leading brand of cereal to get the same killer buzz from just one bowl of Wheaties.
Damn.
Start your day the Wheaties way. Don't just get up. Get high. For a limited time, get a free wacky roach clip or mini fun bong in specially marked boxes of Wheaties.
Silly will have it. They're great.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
His return to air has been bigger news than the resurrection. The Brad Westmore Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmore Show. Very interesting little thing going on there during the break where everything was resolved.
Many things
were resolved, actually. This is true. The good news is my guy is not in jail.
Right.
He's not in prison. All the merchandise is still in the little Cupid dolls. Everything is fine there, which is great. And we're back from break, and we've got a show for you. One thing I wanted to mention was I wanted to say hi to the Soundtrack of the Week guys. They do a podcast. Interesting name, by the way, of their podcast. I love those guys, Ty and Jay Fish, and there's some other people there. But those are my two main boys there.
Jay Fish.
I figured it out. Ty's last name is Fisher. Jay's last name is Fisher. they're brothers, and I never really put two and two together. So I,
why don't they just call themselves the Fishermen?
How about just the Fisher Brothers? The
or Fishermen. Fish Sticks.
Fish
Sticks. School of Fish?
Keep going. Keep going. You're on a roll. Keep going. I can't think of any of them. I'm too busy laughing. Fish filet.
Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah, that's it. That, the Filet-O-Fish podcast. That's the new name. Because Soundtrack of the Week sounds like a pop punk band to
kind
me.
Of,
you know?
Kind It'll, of.
In concert, Soundtrack of the Week, you know. But Filet-O-Fish podcast. Would,
right. Or Filets-O-Fish.
Why not? I'm trying to think of another fish, and I can't. I don't know. Goldfish. Right. Fish Called Wanda podcast.
There you go. There you go. That's a good one.
Fish Called Ty and Jay. I don't know. But anyway, they've got a podcast. I met them through Twitter. Twitter's a great place to meet people. And they had to make a long story short, because I think a lot of people listening know what happened. But Ty applied at local radio station, a local radio station, we'll say. I won't even say their names because I'm not really a big fan. And it was a morning show, and he applied for their producer job.
Uh-huh.
And they made fun of him instead a little bit on their show, on their morning show.
Wow.
And he actually took it pretty well, but a lot of his Twitter followers didn't take it very well. And long story short, this morning show and then the afternoon show on this station couldn't stop talking about Ty and their podcast and his Twitter friends and his brother and all this stuff. And it was just, you know, it kind of helped them with their podcast and helped them get some hits and stuff. Well, they asked me to come on the air with them on Friday was when they recorded part of their show. And so I came on for about 15 minutes or so and just talked a little bit with them about this station, about, you know, their reaction to their reaction to their reaction to their reaction.
Right.
And it was a great time. And it was just, you know, more than anything, it was fun. But I will tell you this. You know how Brad 2.0 is compared to Brad 1. In fact, we were just talking about it here the other day, about how I hold back on a lot of stuff compared to the way I used to be.
Absolutely.
And I will tell you, and again, I hate talking about myself too much these days, but I will tell you this. I really wanted to say a lot more when I was on Soundtrack of the Week about this other radio station and about these people that made fun of Ty and this, because you know me, I mean, I'll go right after the jugular if I want to.
Yes, yes.
But I decided, I decided this. I mean, really, you know, with respect to Ty, it wasn't my fight. And they know that. And I thought, you know, Brad, does Brad 2.0 really want to go for the jugular on about an FM station here in town? You know, when it's not even my fight, you
know? Save the silver bullets for the real werewolf.
Yeah, so exactly. So yes. I didn't say as much as I wanted to say, but we had a good time, and I appreciate them having me on. So kudos to them, because we got to plug our show on there, so we're going to say hi to them to Soundtrack of the Week podcast.
Excellent.
So
fish and chips.
Exactly. And remember, again, Brad 1.0 thought they were all competition out there.
Right.
You know? And let's be honest, they are competition, because we are competing for people's time.
Well, you're competing with everything, though.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. This is true. Very good point.
With television, with other radio.
I'm competing with Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
Baseball games.
Exactly.
People's time with their kids, bastard.
Shame on me. Speaking of which, at the rate we're going tonight, I'm never going to get home to see my daughter. But neither here nor there, we're going to try something that's going to be a complete failure. Because I'm Brad 2.0.
Way to set the expectations.
Yes. Well, you know, again, we'll entertain you if you keep your expectations low. So assume this is not going to work. So if it does work.
Hooray. Yeah,
hooray. Exactly. So huzzah. Batman's got the phone mic turned up in here, I do believe. We're going to try a forced connection. And this is how it's going to work. We got a couple different things. We're going to try to put competing restaurants, competing establishments on the phone together and see if they'll talk. And God, if it works, it might be fun.
Yeah.
It really, really might be fun.
It might be fun anyway.
It could be. Now, you're going to have to hold back your laughter because the mic's going to be turned up. I would ask this, Batman, if we do get a connection, if you know what I'm saying, can you turn down the phone mic? You know what I'm saying here? So they won't hear us? Can we do that? Because we're not going to want to talk again. You know, once we make the connection between these two places, we should do that. If you can think about it, okay?
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to call Domino's Pizza first, okay? And I'm pretty sure we're going to get a person. And when we do, I'm going to ask for the specials. And while we get the specials, Batman's going to ring up Pizza Hut. And when Batman has Pizza Hut ringing, he's going to put his finger in the air so I know right away, and I'm going to tell the people on Domino's, hang on a second. And then we're going to try to get them together.
Oh, it could be love.
No, it's going to fail miserably, but we're going to try anyway.
Okay.
In fact, we should probably get this warmed up. Down. Okay.
All right.
So let's go ahead and do it. Batman calling Domino's first, please, if you will. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Thank you for calling Domino's. This is David. How can I help you?
Yeah, can you tell me, do you have any specials tonight?
For a carryout or delivery?
Delivery, please.
I want to make sure that you're in my area. What's your address?
It is 999 Smith Road. 1 second.
Ema. Hello? 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 This is David from Domino's. Okay. You've reached Ema. Interesting. Well, a phone number with a 310 area code called, and this is what happened. So I think we're getting pranked. I apologize for any inconvenience. Have a nice night.
Well, son of a bitch.
He saw that really fast.
They must have that happen every once in a while.
Now, what if you were to call restaurants in the same area code?
You know, I need to work on that.
That might if they're chains, it might not matter.
I will tell you this, Jared. Right now, in the control room, Batman is shaking in his boots. Because I know he doesn't like messing with people.
I know
he doesn't like doing it. And frankly, it made me a little bit wiggy too.
Did you feel a little queasy?
I felt, well, when he asked for an address, because that was the part. We were talking about it during the pre-show, Batman. And Batman said, you mentioned that they're going to know the area code. And obviously he did right away. Right. You know. And then when he asked for an address, I was like, what address do I give him? And I just started making something up. And
you think?
Yeah.
There's no 999 Smith.
Yeah. Bro. Why the 999, man?
I don't know. I just should I have gone 666? It would not have been.
It would have been more like, you know, you could just throw out numbers 1, 2, 3, 3. You know, anything.
I don't know. I just
go Spaceballs. You know what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Next time, you're more than welcome to go ahead and take charge of the phone call.
I'm terrible at it. I am brutal at it.
Okay.
My brother was the prank guy in the family.
You know, by the way, I forgot. I had Domino's and Pizza Hut originally. It was actually I ended up doing Domino's and Emo's is what it ended up being, as you may have heard there. So
Emo's.
Emo's. That's who that was. That was not Pizza Hut. That second one was Emo's. Emo's Pizza.
Oh yeah.
Heard of that one before?
Maybe? I haven't had them in ages.
They're not very good. in my opinion, anyway. Yeah, you're right. We can't do this. If we call McDonald's and Burger King, we're probably going to have the same problem. No, well, I don't think we are. They're not going to have caller ID.
But who calls into McDonald's for a delivery or a pickup order? I'm going to pick up a Big Mac in half an hour. You better have that ready for me.
Well, you make a good point, because the problem is that if I call them up, I do have to have some kind of a reason to keep them on the line for a minute. I mean,
unless you want to list the ingredients in the Filet-O-Fish.
And then if one of them do...
You have an allergy? Maybe you have a food allergy and you want to know what's in the apple pie?
You know, they could change the name of their podcast to Filet-O-Fish Podcast and go around to each McDonald's, okay, right? And broadcast from there. Because when you think about it, you're recording a podcast. You don't need to have the internet. So just take your soundboard, right. Take a recorder, I'll take a laptop, plug a couple of mics in, and just go to a booth and just do it.
Right? Right. Fish food, that'd be another one.
Fish food would fish be a food, good fish name bait. For a podcast. Batman, don't worry. We're not going to make another call, because I'll just completely screw it up. Just the fact that we actually got the two of them to talk was an accomplishment. Yes.
That's right. We're slowly making progress.
We're making progress, but man, that was
I was trying to figure out what he was saying when he came on. He didn't make any sense. I didn't know it was emo, so I was
Because you're right. And, as soon as I heard that, I said, oh, that's right. I'm so bad at my notes. I'll make my notes, and then I'll test something, and then I'll forget, oh, you tried pizza. Because I called the Pizza Hut number, and it was an automated number.
Right.
So, well, we can't use that. You know, we found out what it's like trying to push buttons on the Skype thing last week.
You could have done Papa John's.
Yeah. Well, Papa John's. I think, you know, I tried a Papa John's too, and it was unfortunately a recording first.
Oh, man.
So that's why we went to Emo's. So anyway, well, I guess that was a semi-success. It probably still does deserve one of these. Down. They must have had the problem before. I mean, because that guy did not take that guy very long, but I think they're probably trained to see, okay, area code, not from here. Okay.
Oh, because they're probably looking at addresses and coverage. You said delivery too, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So if it picked up, they probably wouldn't have been.
Well, I could have said, look, I'm in California. I want carry out. I'll be there in 24 hours. You know?
You've got the best pizza in the galaxy.
Exactly. Sir, we're Domino's. We're out there, too. Oh, well.
It's not as good. I've seen the commercials.
A lot better in Kansas City. Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. 65% chance we're going to take three breaks tonight, by the way. And let's go ahead and take another break, if that's okay with you, Batman, because when we come back, we're going to do that Wikipedia names your band thing, okay? We're going to at least name one of our bands. Maybe we'll name my band tonight with Wikipedia.
Rubber Band?
Yeah.
Band of Brothers? Band on the Run?
Stop it. You're too good at this. Oh, but you're supposed to do it with names.
I know. I know.
Okay. All right. So let's take the break. We'll come back. We'll do Wikipedia names your band. And I've also got, at least I know you've got, and I've kind of got, some gripes of the week as well.
Yeah.
And if we have time, I'm also, did I miss another call? Jiminy Christmas, I'm a popular guy tonight.
You're in demand.
My God. And we're also going to, if we have time, I'm going to explain the significance, since Batman has yet to bring the megaphone in. Maybe the megaphone will come with the Todd Sheets movie. Wouldn't that be nice? Would that be possible? You were going to say something, and then you stopped. Okay. You don't want to say something now?
I was being polite.
Okay. Aww. All right. So when we come back to, if we get a chance, we're going to talk about what the significance of this is going to be on the show from now on. Was that loud?
That's just shrill. That is just god awful.
Good. Good. You know what? I'll just go ahead and say right now what this is going to be.
Aside from painful?
Good chance. There's always a good chance every show we do that Jared may say, aw. And if he does say aw, I'm going to ring the air horn from now on. Just to kind of signify that Jared has hit a faux pas.
Why is it even a faux pas?
I don't know. It just doesn't sound, it doesn't have a place on the show, I guess. I don't know. Batman's telling me we need to get going.
Yes.
You know, we do only do an hour show. I really need to try to reel it in, don't I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's go ahead and take the break, and we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Sexting, and you've got a little dong. Me and my friends are laughing, but at least your arm is strong. Just a few more inches and you'd be an average man, but a button on a fur coat is all you'll ever have. It's all you'll ever have. Your middle name is Lorenzo, and your sister's is too. You're from down in Mississippi, and you've been retiring since 2002. Just a few more inches, and you'd be an average man, but a button a fur coat is all you'll ever have. It's all you'll ever have.
helping people across the pond with their insomnia every Friday night. The Brad Westmars Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmars Show. I'm scared to ask this. It's been such a messed up night tonight. Batman, approximately, and I don't believe you because I think your timing's always off too. How much time do you think we really have right now left in the show?
About 12 minutes.
Oh, that's good. Plenty of time. All right. Let's just keep moving it here. All right.
All right.
Let's name Jared's band. Okay. This is going to be your band name from now on the show. Okay.
What band?
Well, I don't know.
All right. I guess I should have to go.
We're going to find out. Now, why don't you help? Give me the instructions while I do it, okay?
Okay.
For Wikipedia names your band. The first thing you do is go to random. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on Wikipedia right now, and I'm going to hit. And then what's it say? We're going to hit random?
The first article is the name of the band.
The first article name is the name of the band.
Right.
Is that right? Okay, here we go. Here you go. You ready for this? Random article. Here we go. San Carlos Centro. San Carlos Centro. That's nice. What kind of music are you going to play?
Apparently salsa. Maybe. I don't know. Where is San Carlos Centro?
It says here that it's a city in the center of the province of Santa Fe, Argentina.
Argentina.
Very nice. Okay. So now what's the next thing we're supposed to do?
Go to random quotations.
Random quotations. Now, it doesn't say how in the hell you're supposed to find random quotations, and I don't see it over there on that side.
Is it on the bottom?
Hmm.
I think it might be on the bottom somewhere.
Hmm.
When in doubt, check the rump.
This is not good.
Well, that kind of is kind of choky.
You know what I think? I think I'm really bad at show prep. What do you think? I used to be really good at doing show. When we did a 3-hour show, I'd have the thing nailed down.
I know.
And now we do a 1-hour show and I'm lazy as hell. I don't understand what my problem is. Where would you find random quotations?
You know, I did this earlier, but I cannot remember for the life of me where it is. Because Wikipedia, all of it looks the same.
It does.
It's. I mean, I know it's free. I don't want to knock it, but it shows that it's free.
Look, we've had our issues with Wikipedia in the past, if you might recall.
Oh, no notable ones.
Well, that's true. This is true. Well, what else does it say you're supposed to do?
All right,
get your album cover?
The random quotations are the last 4 or 5 words on the very last quote of the page is your first album.
Okay. Well,
I don't even know where you get to.
I went back to the first page to try to find random quotations. Maybe it's down below here. Ah!
Did you find it?
Wiki quote, collection of quotations.
Does it have a random?
Well, it doesn't have a random button, but let's go ahead and click quotations and just see if it's got a random button when you click on quotations. Ha-ha! Random page. Should we do that?
Sure.
Okay, whatever this comes up is going to be the name of your album?
The last 4 or 5 words of the quote on the bottom.
Okay.
Of the very last quote.
Where is that at? Right.
It's Orrin Hatch, really?
It is Orrin Hatch. Orrin Grant Hatch. But where's the quote?
I don't know.
This is brutal. This is completely brutal radio. All right, here's my gripe of the week. Didn't work. This is terrible. This is brutal. I apologize, folks. I've, you know, what happened was I started doing this show and I said, I can do an hour show. An hour show is no problem at all because I'm used to doing 3 hours and doing an hour show is going to seem like nothing to me. Well, the problem is I was wrong. And I apologize.
Can we just go back to making fish jokes?
I think we're going to need to go back to making fish jokes. Would you do a few more for me real quick? I'm serious. Give me a fish joke.
Oh, man.
Can you do it?
Now you put me on the spot and I've lost all. I can just come up with things related to fish, but...
Okay.
You know.
Never mind then.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Let's move on to... If you're worked up enough, are you even prepared to rant?
No, I'm ready. I'm ready to rant because I'm kind of in a bad mood. And that's
no
okay.
No kidding.
I'm sorry.
You brought
the
hammer on me pretty hard this time.
I'm very sorry. I mean, if it's any consolation, your breath still smells the same as it did when you walked in earlier tonight, so...
You are an ass.
I know. I'm sorry.
You make me get here at a time when I have to eat in the car.
I know.
My drive here, now you're complaining about the outcome of that.
I know.
And it's freaking peanut butter.
I'm an a-hole. I can't. And you're right. It's one of my favorite foods, I'm still an ass. We've been talking a lot about me being an ass. And I can't control myself.
No, you need, maybe there's some therapy or lessons or something.
Maybe. Here's what we need to do. Maybe we need to switch shows. Maybe Ty needs to come over here and do the Brad Westmar show. And I need to go over there and do Filet of Fish with Jay Fish.
Could be.
I mean, because Jay Fish is kind of the kind of guy.
What, he talks like Yosemite Sam?
A little bit, actually.
Yeah.
And Ty, you know, Ty can come here and be the ringleader, and you guys can just be all, you can say aw, aw, aw through the entire show together, if you'd like.
Man.
And if you do,
you know, won't be here.
True.
Maybe good we can just talk about what a jerky face you are.
I know. I'm very sorry.
Westmar and Afkar are filled to the brim with anger.
I still hate people.
Annoying nasally voice.
No.
Oh, I was about to burst a blood vessel.
You know what really bothers me about this? There's too much Todd Sheets on Jackalope Radio already, in my opinion. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Jerky, tightly wound, mean, taskmaster.
Yeah.
And to maintain their sanity, we present Gripes of the Week.
64% chance that Jared's Gripe of the Week is something about me.
Well, I was going to test my ability to ad lib, but no, it won't be.
Okay, I do apologize for all the.
It's all right.
Things
I'm just don't expect to find your tires inflated when you leave.
Honestly, you know how they say that men who have small penises try to make up for it by having big cars or nice cars or whatever it might be, or big TVs or whatever it might be. Well,
where are you going with this?
I'm trying to make up for the fact that I don't really feel comfortable with my performance tonight on the show by just kind of, you know, being rude and smart aleck and everything. So I do apologize to you.
Well, take it on the people who aren't here. There are plenty of them to make fun of.
Well, let's do it. Okay.
That wasn't me.
Do you want to go first?
No.
You don't want to go first?
No.
All right. Well, here's the thing that I've had in mind for a while. Let's go ahead and get the music running. My gripe of the week is pretty simple. I don't think I'm the only person with this gripe. You know how when you like go to out to eat, or when you go to Target or the mall, or really to any place that has just normal parking places that don't cost you any money, public parking places, you are in a very full parking lot and you come up to what you think is this, oh look, there's a space right, boy, this must be my lucky day, it's right by the front door, handicap. And then you look at the other 16 spaces next to it, handicap. Handicap, 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 right. Handicap, 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 and they're all empty. Okay?
Right.
So my question is, why are there so many handicaps? Look, nothing against people that need handicap spots. I mean, I understand there's people out there that need handicap spots. I do understand. But not as many as there are that are out there. And I'm absolutely just driven insane by it. Now, granted, I don't really have a problem parking a long ways away. But there are some nights where, you know, for example, if you go up over here to Granite City or something like that on a Friday night, I mean, good luck finding a parking place at all, especially when 18 feet of snow has been plowed into half the parking spaces that are not handicapped, you know?
Right.
And I had that trouble myself a couple of weeks ago, and I just don't understand why. And I know that it's not the restaurant's fault or the, you know, the store's fault. I know it's a mandate, you know, from the government or the city or whatever it is, you've got to have handicap spots. But do you really need 14,000 of them out of the 14,003 parking spaces that are there?
There's probably just some dumb percentage, right? You know,
you
know, where like if you had 10 spaces, maybe two of them have to be handicapped. But it doesn't make sense the bigger the parking lot.
It doesn't.
Because
It doesn't increase the amount of handicapped people that come to Granite City.
Right.
Or wherever it might be. So I just don't understand it. It really, really aggravates me. It's never going to change, but I just wanted to get it off my chest. So I'm glad to know that I'm not the only one who...
See, I thought you were going to go in a different direction there, like maybe talking about the people who use handicapped spaces that aren't, like...
Well, that's a good
point. Like Handy Fat is not something that runs well with me. Like
That's the Handy Fat. That's good. That's a good point. And I do agree with that. And there are some people that actually have those things because of their spouse or because of their maybe deceased spouse who still use them, and they're not even legal. And you just... I mean, then those people can get in trouble for it. And is that bothersome? Yeah. I mean, but you know what? I'll be honest with you. If I had one in my glove box and I would have had it with me a couple weeks ago at Granite City, I probably would have used it because there was no place to park. I mean, I literally had to make my own parking place. And it's not my fault that there's that many handicapped. Of course, there were spots, but they were all handicapped.
Right.
You know? And it just goes to show on a busy night like that where everybody's been holed up in the house all week long because of the snow that that even on a busy night, the handicap spots don't get used.
Right.
So it's completely stupid, and that's where I'm at. I'm done. Well, you don't have a lot of time. Go ahead and go.
Well, I'll try to be quick, but it's somewhat related to a topic that you brought up earlier on the show.
Okay.
And I'd like to touch on the subject of voicemail.
Okay.
Just in general, nothing specific, right? Except for the things that I've realized that, and I'm guilty of some of this, so I realize I'm going to be somewhat of a hypocrite for saying this. I just think we need to get rid of it altogether, because who uses it? Who listens to it? And tell me this has ever happened to you, where you call someone, leave a message, they don't listen to it. They just see your name on caller ID and call you right back.
Happened to me yesterday.
Yes.
Yes.
And I have relatives, not going to name them right now, but my favorite is, hey, just call and check in on you. I'm going to bed, or I'm going to run some errands. Don't bother calling me back. We'll talk tomorrow. And invariably, what happens? What do you think happens?
Go ahead and say it.
You get the call.
Yeah.
Usually when I'm half asleep or in the middle of something else, and explicitly say, you know, I wish you could just erase your number from the caller ID.
Right.
You know, if you make the mistake and the person's not there, just be done with it.
Right.
But, you know, the worst part is, and then they'll leave a message because I don't get the phone because I'm half asleep. And then I have to go in and delete it. And then, you know, having multiple voicemail accounts at work and on my cell phone and at home, I don't even like getting rid of them. So I'll just leave voicemail in there forever because I know it's just some stupid things. You ain't calling to see how you're doing.
Yeah.
What important thing has ever been conveyed by voicemail?
Probably not a whole lot. You're right. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, and I don't want to take up your gripe. I've got a couple of thoughts, but I just want to know. You make a very good point. I mean, because let's be honest, we lived just fine in the 70s and 80s. Well, even the 60s and 70s before there were even answering machines, if you know what I'm saying.
But even those were at least centralized. And we didn't have caller ID then.
This is true. I mean, and I don't have caller ID, but I know I'm the last person in America does not have caller ID on his home phone. The last person. Even my mother has it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't have it. My wife refuses to spend the money for it, whether it's a few bucks a month or whatever. I mean, it's just you cut corners where you cut corners, and we don't need it. I mean, we just let the machine picks it up. And
wait, you have an answer machine too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're old school.
Yeah,
you
we
give
are.
Me crap for no, being true. Slow to kind of.
This is true. Now that's the only thing that I'm slow on. I think I'm caught up on everything else. I think I am.
That's impressive.
I've got HD. So, I mean, I think I'm caught up on all that stuff. So, but real quick, I mean, one of the things that I'm looking forward to, because I plan on getting an iPhone later this summer, which I know your wife has one now. It's got the great feature on there of the voice, where you can record a voice memo and email it. And the thing I like about that is a situation where, you know, look, we get on the phone with each other, you and I, we can talk for 2 hours like schoolgirls.
It has happened.
It has happened before. But how much easier is it than sending you a long email to just send you a quick memo that you can check in your email, listen to whenever you want to.
And then delete it. You know, that's fine because there's no access. Like, I hate it. Like, at work, if someone leaves a voicemail, I get a WAV file sent to my inbox. So I can listen to it that way.
Yeah.
But the problem is, I can't delete it. My phone's still blinking, so I have to still log in. Even though I've listened to it, I still have to log in and get it out. And the blinking light just bugs the crap out of me.
I totally understand that. So, and I'm with you on your gripe as well. I think it'd be fine if we get rid of voicemail. So, we got to wrap up the show, I'm sorry to say. And I apologize for this show. I am 110% apologetic for this show. It's all my fault. All my fault.
I'd have to concur.
Mr. Afkar, thank you for being here with us tonight, my friend. Mm-hmm. And I apologize for everything. I do. I'll be better next week, I promise.
Maybe.
Promise.
We'll see.
Promise. Batman in the Batcave, thank you as always. And I want to mention, too, real quick, check us out, facebook.com/Brad Westmar Show, facebook.com/Jackalope Radio. And also, you can find me at Twitter, @Brad Westmar and @Jackalope Radio. Call us this week. Leave us a voicemail, 310-928-7857. I am Brad Westmar for the Brad Westmar Show, saying see you in Tennessee. Thank you. Good night.